Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. For over 10 years, Emma Borg ran a successful business, raising three kids, fitting into the normal roles, and all the while trying to keep her head above water so life ran smoothly. But then Emma made a shift. She shifted focus and moved towards creating a successful life. In doing this, she shed all the layers and removed the limits, leading her to pioneer a new path in coaching, creating the Resistance Release Method, which removes all the disruptive layers in your life that are holding you back. Emma's purpose is to guide her clients to be themselves and feel good for who they are with pure authenticity. Working with children aged between 8 to 17 years, also women and men, business owners, professionals and entrepreneurs aged between 25 to 35 years. Hi Emma, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Leanne. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a little bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
So I am a transformation coach, and essentially what that means is I help people transform from the inside out and in all parts of their lives. I did start this doing it from a personal level, but what I've discovered working with a lot of business owners is that the reach that it fills into their life and filters into their life is so much more in their professional lives. They've been able to lead differently. So yeah, I really help people transform their lives. So I essentially am a life coach. I call myself a transformation coach. It's the best way to describe what I do. Yeah. And because even if I've asked clients in the past, what do? They even say, I don't know. Like, you just transformed my life. So we go with that. But that's what I do now. I work with businesses, and I work with kids as well, kids and adults. And it is doing that same deep awareness work, but it's absolutely amazing working with both of them.
Yeah, sounds awesome. So do you want to tell us a bit about your story? Where have you been to get up to this point?
I have been asked that question before, actually, and it sounds like a really kind of generic, broad answer, but the reason that I do what I do is my life. Having the childhood, you know, that I did and the challenges that I had in there, I thought you just can't have that much happen to a child and that much happen in a teenager's life and even early 20s to not share that wisdom and experience and those amazing lessons that I learned and everything that I was able to uncover about myself. Because, but, you know, to tell my stories, it's quite a big story. So I just say challenging childhood and we kind of go with that. And it really was. But like I said, to not share that I think would be a disservice. And it's really offered me amazing insights into humans so that I can see things even before my clients know that they're there. Mm. So that's why I do what I do. Not really something that I went after, but it went after me for sure.
Yeah. So do you think you had a particular tipping point for change? Like you said, you had a challenging childhood. When was the time that you decided to make changes in your life?
I probably hit my 20s and realised that, you know, just in toxic relationships, not only with other people, but really started to recognise that I was in one with myself. And so, you know, I started to sort of make changes and physical changes, just getting healthier. And that kind of led me to what else was there, what else could I do? So I took, I think, every personal development course you could ever imagine, from the spiritual right down to the fundamental business types. And then I went into business for myself. So, and that was a direct sales business. So they offered a lot of personal development. And, you know, it wasn't really a tipping point. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say, actually, there was an end of a relationship and it was an abusive relationship. And that's probably what really tipped me into seeing that there was more to me than what I was presenting to the world.
So do you think the end of the relationship, you had more of that slow rumble, yes, I need to make changes now? Or did you have lightning bolts along the way to say, yep, uh-huh, definitely got to change the direction of my path at the moment?
I don't know that I really saw them as lightning bolts because I didn't have any kind of self-awareness. So, and I was really disconnected from true self. So therefore, I actually probably describe myself best as ambling along, and it was a hot little mess a lot of the time. So it wasn't probably until my very late 20s that I did have moments where I thought, okay, wow. So that was probably about 8 years after I'd ended that relationship. So it wasn't necessarily a lightning bolt, but I certainly had awakening along the way. But getting into coaching was a lightning bolt moment. I was just simply on holidays in my direct sales business, loving building teams, a really successful business, and we're on holidays. I was running on a beach and I went, yeah, I'm going to be a life coach. And I actually remember looking around at everyone and thinking, where did that come from? Like, what just happened?
Yeah, it's amazing sometimes if we just listen to that little voice or something that comes in and tells us to do something.
Oh, wholeheartedly. I had no idea how connected in I was getting to myself. And it was probably that moment that I realised I was really dialed into me, or beginning to be, because I always say, oh, I'm really connected. And then there's another moment where I go, no, God, I'm really having more connected now. No, now. It's never ending, isn't it, Leanne?
Well, that's it. That's it, isn't it? And I think that's the journey, isn't it? The more connected you are, the more you trust yourself, the less doubts you have, the better decisions, and the more decisions you can actually make instead of letting that fear hold you back. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I probably look at fear differently. Fear sometimes drives my decisions because I believe that every emotion has a purpose. So for me, fear is when I feel it, I get a bit excited because for me, fear and what I teach my clients is that fear is showing you how important something is. So without the presence of fear, it wouldn't be important to you, and it's not something that you'd want to go after. So when you have that, you know, feeling, nervous feeling in your stomach, you think, how am I going to do this? That's the moment that fear is going, hi, I'm letting you know you're on the right path. I'm here. Keep going.
Yeah, I love that. I think it took me a long time to realize that as well. I'd go, nah, fear, can't do anything else. But now I think, wow, that means it's outside my comfort zone. That's where the fun is. Let's do it, you know. That's when it gets exciting.
Yeah, terrified excitement. I like being in that constant state. That's one of my favorites to be in. And I know if I'm there, I'm in the pocket. Like I'm completely outside of my comfort zone and have no idea what I'm doing. However, I'm in the pocket of where I need to be. I know that I'll be in flow.
Yeah, definitely. So when you've been in business, have you had some challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Not so much in my coaching business. You know, like I'm definitely completely internally driven by this business. But definitely my other business for sure. I had heaps of times where I thought, you've got to be kidding. I don't want to do this anymore. You people I just didn't want to deal with people anymore. And I've been in management roles prior to that as well throughout my life. So I'd always built my careers to a point where I was doing amazing stuff and it just never felt right. So I probably did throw in the towel, but in a really good way in those. But not in my coaching one. I certainly have looked for different ways of doing things, but it's never been, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's it. I can't do it. It's too hard. I definitely have the, oh my God, this is really hard. But it's never, I can't do this anymore, no.
So what does keep you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have like the big vision with the coaching business, or is it something else?
No, definitely. I think it is that internal driver. I'm not necessarily one to have a 10-year plan. I love planning. Please don't misunderstand. Absolutely love planning. But I don't really go, this is where my life is going to end up, because I don't ever want to take away that mystery and that excitement of saying, okay, I've made this decision. Let's see how this goes now. I like that. But I definitely am moving towards getting more and more into businesses rather than working just with a single business person. I'd like to introduce them to my work and the unique way that I look at things and the approaches to life that I've developed. because I think it would really transform workplaces. It would definitely bring more connectedness and more cohesive workplaces. Rather than giving them a structure and saying, this is how you've got to do it, it's more like, this is a framework and it's an approach, but it's from an internal place. Yeah, so I've developed an 8-week course around that, and I'm just in the motion of getting myself out there and presenting that to businesses. So that's the big one. And the other one is working with kids. I have been really working hard the past couple of years to develop a course for kids to take so that they can have resilience and confidence and really get to know who they are and not be bullied, not be anxious, because I've suffered from depression and anxiety myself for many years. So taking the approach to life that I've developed has absolutely just enormously helped me in that. So they're the two sort of arms of my business which I'm really like excited about and moving forward with.
Yeah, sounds awesome. So what about an ignition point? Have you had one of those where things have just started taking off for you?
They have in spurts, I think. But I know it's coming now, because as I used to look around and think, okay, I've got something else to create, I've got something else to create. And over the past sort of couple of months, I haven't had that. So I went, wow, I've really laid all my foundation now. Okay, good, I'm good to go. So I think I'm setting my own ignition, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Now, doing your business, have you had a lot of new possibilities open up for you?
All the time. And some are definitely ones that I've wanted to follow, and others I've not followed and not ever regretted, but realised that they were head choices that I was making. So I'm really particular about the opportunities that I take up. They've really got to sit well with my gut. They've got to sit well with my heart, and my body has to like it too. My brain, I don't care what she's doing, but the body has to love what's going on.
And 1,000 Ripples being an author on that, that's a great possibility that's come up.
Oh, I was so excited to see this, but, you know, and knowing, you know, just that snippet that, you know, having a challenging childhood, this was definitely something that just sang out to me in an instant. I didn't even know much about it, but as soon as I read that it was about kids and foster kids, I was in. And normally for me, Leanne, I do heaps of research. Like, I normally look up people, I want to know about things, I want to get to know them before I actually dip my toe in. But I didn't care this time. I was like, I'm in. I'm ready to go. I don't tell whatever happens, tell me.
Oh, exactly. It's such a great project. So there's so many exciting things that you've mentioned so far about the future, but what else are you really looking forward to in the future that's going to happen, or you'd like to happen?
Do you know what? And it's one of those things that I almost say like a whisper, because I know how hard it is to do this, but I still want to. I would love to get into schools and to teach them how it's called Crack the Code. It's a 6-week course that I'm starting to do with kids, and I can do it one-on-one with them. It just takes a little bit longer. We do it through one-on-one sessions, or we do it in 6 2-hour sessions. But I want to get into schools and do it. I would love to be delivering it in schools and teaching it to their older kids and creating that ripple effect across the school, because I absolutely cover responsibility in there as well, and in ways that kids can understand it. Like, I've done this through my one-on-one sessions with clients, and it's probably trust and responsibility are like the number two, you know, two things that once you can crack that with kids, they're amazing. Like, the rest of it just all falls into place. So, yeah, I'm saying it almost like a whisper, but that's like an ultimate. I would love to get into schools and to be introducing this as an absolute life approach for them. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
But it's so different now though, Leanne, and this is what I find, you know, when I'm dealing with, and, you know, I suppose it's a pretty big statement for me to say, considering, you know, my childhood, you know, like, wasn't a great big bed of roses. So, but at the same time, I didn't have the same thoughts that these kids have today. Like, I just, even through all those challenges, I have kids as young as 9 saying, maybe I should be dead. Mm. You know, and making those big statements. So to me, that was really scary. And And you know what? I kind of fell into kids. It wasn't something that I went after. It went after me. I had friends around me saying, listen, I know you've worked with such and such, but my kid, I feel like, and I went, okay, we'll just do some sessions and we'll see how we go. And it has been really successful, which is fantastic. But, yeah, I think there's a lot more at kids now, and I think there's a lot less than we understand as adults. So because we don't get as much, they don't get as much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely think this is something that's needed for sure.
Oh, definitely. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round. Do you have a favourite book?
Oh, do you know, I read that and thought, oh, just one?
Oh, no, it's hard, isn't it?
There's way too many. I must say, what is it called? I've got it on my finger, A Stroke of Insight. That was an amazing book, actually, and it really woke me up to lots of cognitive and brain behaviour and body connection. Yeah, that was a really good one, yeah.
Mm. And who's the mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I have been really lucky to have so many. As a child, I would be my uncle. We call him Uncle Rocket, but Uncle John. Lots of family around me. I've had another good woman, Maz, who's my cousin, and she was actually my business mentor when I was in my direct sales business, and she was really amazing. And since then, everyone I meet becomes almost like a mentor, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah, I love that. You can take snippets out of what people can offer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Getting up to my alarm, meditating, yoga, allowing my kids to get ready for themselves and not me telling them what to do. And I like a list. I like planning. So monthly, weekly, and daily planning is just non-negotiables in my business and life.
Yeah, love it. Do you have a favourite food?
Oh, food? Look, my favourite all-time type of food is pasta. Anything pasta. I will overeat that anytime.
Yeah, with you there. Do you like the country or the city?
I like both. I like feeding off the energy of the city when it's needed, and the country in the same way. It's just depending on what's needed, but I do like it all. I often say if I ever had to move, I said to my husband, you're up for a really challenging task because I need beach, I need bush, and I need some hustle and bustle around me. So good luck finding that.
Oh, I love it. I like to think I've got that where I am at the moment. I'm in Redcliffe in Queensland.
Ah.
Got the beach, got the bush, and I got a bit of this not far from the city. So.
Oh, how far from the city?
From Brisbane City, it's about, I suppose, a 3/4 hour train ride.
Okay, yeah, all right. How far's the beach from you?
What we call a beach, it's not what I call a beach, but it's probably 5 minutes where I am.
Oh, Redcliffe, I'll keep that in mind. Might be your neighbour one day.
Woohoo, look forward to it. What's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change?
To trust themselves, get to know themselves, and to trust themselves, trust that gut instinct aside from anything and anyone else, what anyone else has got to say. Trust your instincts because they're always going to lead you to what you truly want.
Yeah, I love that. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Slow down. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, I like that. Mm. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Emma. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Thank you so much, Leanne. It was absolutely joyful meeting you and doing the interview with you. Yes, you can find me at emmaborg.com or on Facebook, which is Unique Phoenix. And also, I want to offer everyone one more thing. It's called the Unique Freedom Tribe, and it is on Facebook. It's a private group, and it's just about learning, growing, and being a place where you can be yourself and feel good. So, because that's really what I'm all about. So please find me there, the Unique Freedom Tribe, and you can also find me on Facebook and also Instagram at Emma Borg Unique Phoenix.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Igniters, Emma's ability to rise above the challenges she had in childhood to now be working with clients to allow them to shine and be heard is awesome. You can find out more about Emma from her website, emmaborg.com, or find her on Facebook at Unique Phoenix, or join her Facebook group, Unique Freedom Tribe. If you want to find out more about your inner balance so that you can live a life of adventure, variety and fun, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.